We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, enriched the Islamic thought with his fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions in all the fields of human life that he used to spread among the people. These maxims and expressions can be adopted as a comprehensive program and a complete instruction to solve all the problems of humanity in the present day. In addition, the majority of these maxims have been in the highest level of eloquency and fluency, and they have been characterized by their beauty of composition, the preciseness of the writing style, and the magnificence of the statements. And so, these fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions and statements of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, are considered to be one of the essential resources of Arabic literature and grammar, as well as one of the treasures of Muslim heritage. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we're going through this dialogue and this conversation that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has with an atheist. And so one of the questions is that the atheist asks, "Inform me about Allah, to whom belong might and majesty. Why does Allah not create all the creatures obedient and muwahid as Islamic monotheists? Is Allah indeed capable to do so or not?" And so it's really interesting when in the beginning he says, Allah, you know, mighty and majestic. Of course, he doesn't believe in Allah. But it's interesting that he puts it in this way. He's trying to set it up in a manner where the might and the majesty of Allah will break if Imam Sadiq alayhi salam cannot answer the question correctly. So like we have said in other programs, this is quite complex questions that are being put forth that have a lot of multiple layers without being said. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is able to answer all of those layers despite the tricks and the traps that have been set up by this atheist. And you know, I would not be surprised if he had the help of satanic devils as well in order to ask certain specific kind of questions. But anyways, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, if Allah creates them obedient completely, meaning they don't have free will, they will not be rewarded. Because if obedience is not achieved from people's own will, there will be neither paradise nor hell. But Allah created his creatures, ordered them to obey, banned his disobedience, and showed them evidences and left no pretense by sending his books in order to have them free in their obedience or disobedience. They will be rewarded and punished for their obedience and disobedience, respectively. And so here, you know, it's really interesting that, the atheist was trying to make or at least force Imam Sadiq alayhi salam's hand into responding in a manner where it would go towards the concept of jabr and the concept of force in opposition to free will. And so what's interesting is that the atheist, he didn't talk about jabr, he didn't talk about free will, he didn't talk about compulsion. He asked, simple and seemingly innocent manner, why did Allah not create all creatures to be obedient and muwahid? And of course, as we said, there's many layers in these questions put forth by the atheist that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is answering in a very concise, accurate, and precise manner, to the point where you can very clearly see that it is divine knowledge and divine wisdom. And in a very articulate and eloquent manner, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once again answers the questions of this atheist. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and I'm very happy to be invited by Brother Mahdi to this segment of the program, Dialogue. Today I'd like to read to you a passage about the Islamic lifestyle according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This passage is extracted from a book titled The Life of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, written by the great Iraqi Muslim historian Allama Baqir Sharif al-Qurashi. He was born in 1344 after Hijra in the city of Najaf. This great scholar is well known for his books on the biography and conduct of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Please stay with me. Donation in secret is one of the most outstanding tasks one may do. It is favored by Almighty Allah because it is a pure task that no worldly aim is mixed with it. Bearing this in mind, the holy Imams alayhim wasalam used to encourage people to practice it and make it a part of their lifestyle. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, as well as the other holy imams alayhim assalam, used to help the poor in dark nights, carrying packages on their shoulders containing bread, meat, and money. Nobody could understand until the imam passed away. Only then they could understand that it was Imam Sadiq alayhi salam who used to carry food and bring other things for them, because by his death, this act was no longer performed.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.